I'd vote to deny it as presented. Now, if they want to come back with a different presentation, but to answer the question, we are holding the recommendations. I would still vote against it because it makes no financial sense to do that as it's presented. Now, if they want to come back and come up with some different scenarios, different story. But as presented, it's not. Doesn't make financial sense.
Well, and that's basically what I got from each SUR board member that I talked to.
Right.
Was that they took the projects and we took, and they had, I'll just tell you how it kind of broke down. It broke down as they had these different, four or five different SUR projects that they were looking at, and then they had.
No, we were just.
A Venice on the Lake already. Project. That these others were anywhere from $4-5 to $8 million.
Right, and this
and
was
and this one's 33 million. Right. Is what the figure was given to me.
Right,
from the SUR board. And John,
do you have a question? Can you interrupt real fast?
I was going to tell him he had somebody who wanted to talk to him out in the hallway. Asked if the commission was in session. They could be not in session. You might want to catch him.
Okay, do we just bring Suchi back over here and we talk to him about it?
I can't talk to him right now, but I will tell him to leave his number up at the office and I'll visit with him.
Maybe we just bring Suchi back.
Yeah, let's bring Suchi over here and visit with him about it. I'm I couldn't understand is why whenever I visited with the SUR board, every one of them agreed with me individually. Mm-hmm. And they made a decision all together to proceed with the big project. John, and I'll be interested to see what he says about it because he knows that I talked to each one of them individually. As a matter of fact, I think he was maybe present with them individually as I talked to him. And
which project you talking about?
The Venice on the Lake project.
Did you tell him I got a call this past week while you were gone?
No, because we really didn't elaborate.
Okay.
Chuck's question was, are we going to make a decision as it's presented? And I believe we owe it as presented. We need to deny the request to fund that project. That's my position. But I also said if there's a...
Deny the study.
As presented. Now, if they want to come back and revise how they want to do the study, I'm open to revising, but as presented, it doesn't make any financial sense.
Okay, now, Jim, you guys have lost me a little bit because Lookout Acres, the sizing of the lines on Lookout Acres was part of the Venice on the Lake project.
Years ago it was, but this time it was not.
They discussed with me about the,
well, let me put this
the
way.
Size of the line on the Casey Road project that we did.
I guess what I'd say, Danny, is that we probably need to get Suitsy involved. Let's get our notes back out and have a conversation where we can know exactly what we're talking about. But I think that we probably just need to post that and have a discussion about Venice on the Lake, and then we can decide what we're going to do as it's presented, the study, and then maybe Bob got a phone call from HDR saying that they've done some other research.
And I said I didn't ask you to do any other drawings or any other research, but they definitely want to talk to at least the two of the three commissioners about a revised plan.
They've done some
they
work.
They didn't necessarily want to talk to you. I'll just tell you, they just didn't necessarily want to talk to you because they knew you were in support of the full plan. You'd probably be in support of the revised plan as well. So they wanted to talk to the other two commissioners, and I let him know that, but.
They evidently did work on their own.
That's why I asked you which project you were talking about. And okay.
2 weeks.
I didn't realize that was going on at all.
I didn't either
until I got the call Thursday or Friday, and they said...
It's just that the SUR board brought us this, and there were all the questions. The thing that keeps ringing in my mind is I can hear the one SUR board member saying, we question, as you are confident of, they question whether... it'll play or work. But in order to know, we need to do this study, and that's why they approved the study. So although you're confident, they're not confident.
Well, and this is the second study. That's why I didn't understand. The first study pretty much spelled it out.
Why now?
This is the second study. The first study from Great River already proved it. That doesn't make sense.
That's what you're putting your confident I'm putting my in the first study?
On, well, on the numbers, and then I'd use those numbers with the current rates. Yeah, and then all the other stuff, the assessor data that I pulled and all that. I just don't know why you'd spend $100,000 for a study when I pulled enough information to say it doesn't make financial sense.
Well, maybe a good plan would be for you to take that information to the Sewer Board and say...
I presented it to Mr. Hooker and Mr. Suche, and they have copies, and they said they were going to come before the Sewer Board and recommend that they withdraw this project. That's what they told me face-to-face.
They didn't do it, though.
They didn't do it.
But let me tell you, that's exactly the message I got.
They told me they were going to withdraw the project because they knew it doesn't make sense, and Mr. Hooker's told me we have $5 million in repairs of infiltration issues that we could save money and reduce our rates to our consumers if we would just fix the leaks we've got. I said, well, let's do that first before we add more projects online. We're still fixing the infrastructure. But I felt like all we're doing is building new, but our infrastructure is eroding and we're not taking care of any of the immediate needs. And I said, all we're going to do is have more infiltration if we put more users online. And he said, you're right. I said, well, then, he said, well, we'll go before the Sewer Board and recommend that we withdraw this project.
Okay, I'm lost because we just approved and they're doing the camera.
CCTV.
They're doing the CCTV to take care of leaks. It sounds like you say we're not doing anything.
Oh, we know where the leaks are.
They still have to do the repair work.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We know where the leaks are now.
But they're not saying we're not going to do that if we do this other project.
What they're saying, what I've told them was...
Why would we go to all the trouble of cameraing it if we're not going to do that? That doesn't make sense.
That's exactly right. Doesn't make sense. But we haven't.
Well, I think they've just finished or we just
when I met with Mr. Hooker and Mr. Suti about a month ago.
And it's not an either or situation either. I mean,
no, my philosophy was why add more users on the line when we know we've got problems with the infrastructure? Let's fix the core. At that same time, we can look about breaking down the Venice on the Lake to usable because if you looked at the master study they were going to do, they were going to put a lot of pipes in that have nobody connecting to it. That makes no sense to do that.
My trouble is, you say they're going to do this. They haven't done the study yet. How do you know what they're going to do?
The first study, all they're doing is revising that first study numbers. They're not doing a new study.
For $100,000, I hope they would be doing some new study. If they're not doing anything new, then that doesn't add up.
That's why I've been adamantly against it.
What are we posted for here today?
Well, I was just trying to get us to get it on the table.
I will
sometime.
Get it. We'll post it. We'll invite
you. We don't really need to go in depth on a scheduling issue. I don't think we're probably violating the Sunshine Law if we get too much into it.
But why don't we get Mr. Suti and Mr. Tucker over here?
We got to post it though. It's going to be if we post Venice on the Lake, we may have some participants. So we just need to post it.
If we're going to do that, we need to do it with the Sewer Board, don't we? I mean, they're the ones that recommended this.
Well, they've already made the recommendation. I don't know that you have to have them, but you...
But Danny's talked to them, and he thinks they're agreeing to do something different, right?
Yep. I don't think they're in agreement. What they said to me was they could see that what I was talking about, they thought was a better idea than spending $33 million $100,000 on a $33 million project that would never get completed.
Right. Well, would it make sense to wait and schedule a meeting with Archer to see what they're... And I told them very specifically that ask them to do
it. We need to either deny or accept the existing proposal. That's the point of discussion right now because it's left undone. So we need to do that first. And then at that point, if Archer wants to be here and say, we'd like to come forward with them, then they need to go through the Sewer Board process and start over again. Because the study as presented is what we have to vote on.
I think that's a reasonable plan.
Okay.
I think Archer's position, and I'm just, they're not wanting to present something and go through the process unless it's something that can be supported.
So they were wanting to talk to Danny and Jim separately.
A couple of commissioners to see, is this something that you could see yourself supporting before they go to a bunch of more work on it? I mean, they obviously, I mean, I'm just speaking common sense here. They obviously want to do this project. They obviously want to get paid. I mean, every company wants to do business. And obviously the other proposal was not meeting with approval, so they wanted to find something that made more sense that would meet with approval that they could work on. And they don't want to go to a bunch of trouble until it's something that may be able to be supported.
And where they got that idea is when I come before the board in a regular meeting and stated exactly the proposal. And I had two people sitting here that represent us that was in full agreement with me. And I was standing at the podium before talking to the sewer board. And they were all shaking their heads in agreement.
So this is a scheduling thing. So basically, you get.
I've just sent a note to Jillian and Nikki and said, please post Venice on the Lake with Mr. Suitsy, so we can. That's why I just asked her to post.
Yeah, I'm ready to. I'm ready. And as I stated, anything I state here, Bob, that's already been stated in an open meeting is fine, isn't it? I mean, I stated right there in front of them. I don't care if they. I prefer they use the same engineering company to get the job done because they're already familiar with it. I was totally again switching some of these other companies around that had done work on projects, and we had information from one engineering company and hired another one to do the project. And if they didn't buy that information from this company, that's a waste of taxpayer dollars as far as I'm concerned.
Let me just say, it doesn't matter whether you've said it before or not. If you get too much into depth here
okay.
in the discussion, you shouldn't.
So okay.
Basically,
right.
As a scheduling issue, only what you have to discuss to decide how you're going to schedule this.
Speaking of scheduling, what about sewer board? Are they invited to this meeting? Or?
Well, anybody from the public is, and you can send a special invitation to them if you want.
That's fine. Huh?
You want to you don't want to step on their toes or anything, but you guys want to know what's going on too.
No, this meeting is specifically, are we going to accept the recommendations? Is that correct? We've never made a final decision.
Oh, I thought you were going farther.
Well,
with
the first meeting is,
and the then Archer change.
Well, but I haven't met with Archer. I have no idea what they're going to talk to me about.
Do you want to wait? And I think what Bob was saying, they want to visit with you one-on-one and see if they've got something. Is that right?
Yeah.
To see if what they've got is
okay.
Possibly.
And Danny, too, I think. They wanted one-on-ones.
And then schedule a meeting after that.
Okay. That would be fine. I think it's... I have enough confidence in Mr. Strophis, and I hope that the other two commissioners have enough confidence in me that they could meet right here with all three of us, and I'll tell them exactly what I feel.
Well, I think the whole purpose of the thing is they know that the process starts with the sewer board, but they just wanted to make sure it's something that if they go through all the work, it's just going to be denied before they start at the beginning.
Well, I'm ready to reschedule. First of all, we denied the first, didn't we?
Nope,
we never did.
That was my whole point. Was we've not approved or denied. We need. They've sent us a recommendation and asked us to approve it, and we need to act one way or another.
And that's being posted for that vote when?
No. I'm now withdrawing the posting until I talk to Archer.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's next on the list?
We've got wellness at 10:15. Is there other administrative?
Bob, do you want to explain? You said to put a note in, I think, all of our boxes about the TCED.
Right.
Basically, that's administrative.
And that was going to be during my session with you, but basically that was one of the things that you wanted in writing. I already told you I don't think there's anything that you have to do with the audit that they sent us.
Right.
I've got past audits. I've looked at it. While I may have questions... 67, I think it's 1978, is that the
That's correct.
Says that they're supposed to send it to us, or they shall send it to all the governing bodies within their district. So if they're in Stone County, they have to send one to the Stone County Commission. If they're in Taney County, they have to send one
to... So it's basically an FYI, do we file it, what do we do?
I would just have it filed with the
clerk.
I would ask, I'd like to have the minutes reflect that Bob did get our letter. Thank you very much, very clear. And it spells out that we don't have any responsibility as far as the audit.
Well, I don't know if we don't have any responsibility. That's why I said we don't have any required action under the statutes. But, I mean, I think we might have a responsibility. If we saw some problems, we might have some sort of responsibility not spelled out in the statutes. I mean, for instance, you can remove members of the board and that sort of thing, but I don't... There's no statutory action that you're required to take after receiving the audit.
All right. I'd like the minutes to show that Bob has said just that, and we've received the audit and recognize that.
Excellent.
Just so that it's in the record that they provided it to us and that Bob didn't see any statutory
action required.
And we're going to leave it at that. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen. Don't talk about me last time.
Come on, Bob.
When is it scheduled? It's supposed to be scheduled. When are we scheduled on the CIP?
I can look. It is looking. I don't see the 19th. It's a Friday? Yes, it is Friday the 19th.
Okay, thank you.
10 o'clock. No.
For the county.
Okay, the one that is there for the elected officials, about the 15th. George Dumbbell.
Carol's working on that.
You give us a.
Yes, it is the 15th.
Well, you give it to us, but I went to look for mine this morning, fill it out, and I did not.
Come by the office. Do you have your sheet from Rick that says what money you received and all that? Come by the office, I'll get the sheet from Rick.
Okay. Thank you,
sir, for interrupting.
You're fine.
All right. We're ready for wellness update or whatever. I saw a bill this morning on the repair for some machine that we talked about.
The bike?
The bike?
Yep.
That go all right and everything? Got it back?
It's working. People are using it.
Yes.
No, she helped me. Thank you. I just handed you...
Can you hear her all right? Does she need the microphone closer? Closer. Melissa, come on.
You might have a valuable conduct.
Moral support.
Valuable comment.
Close too.
I handed you the last 2 weeks on the user update, the amount of people who have used it, the total time.
Okay.
Looks like it's being used.
It is, but it's very, very, very important that people sign in. And some people haven't always been signing in.
I'll admit I've been neglected.
Uh-oh.
I know Mr. Paulson.
That's how we are able
Mr.
to
Mr. Paulson signed only time. Only time Mr. Paulson signed in is when I've signed him in.
Yes.
And that's the only one I remember, so.
That is correct.
Well, the card reader lock machine, it's not up yet. Is that right?
There were some software issues.
Okay.
But finally got those worked out. It should be up this week.
I guess where I'm going, bottom line, is when that's up, then you don't have to sign in, right?
Well, we still really need you to sign in.
Really?
Because it only logs going in, and if you have three or four people walking in the door at once, one person uses their card.
Well, I thought that was the cat's meow. That system was it would keep track of how it was used.
We can encourage people to use their card.
Can they sign it when they go out? I mean, maybe we need to talk about it. I mean, I'd like to see the card be the factor.
Because there's a lot of time, and I mean, it's like wasted time in keeping
paperwork.
Physically,
well,
yeah, paperwork.
That's the other thing is that unless you just estimate that everyone uses it 30 minutes and that's it, but sometimes it's more than that.
It's a lot more than that.
But yeah, my
usually
hope is
it's about an hour.
Maybe Melissa, you look at the software to see if there's if you can scan in, scan out, maybe at the counter too.
Okay.
Something that we don't have to do, or make them sign out to go out the door or something. I don't know. See if there's another creative way to do away with the paperwork, because I just it's not going to be accurate.
Okay, thank you.
I know that. Especially if you know what time we're getting in there. I mean, that's. We know you've got to half it correctly. So how soon? I mean, I know IT is skeleton crew right now again this week.
Yes, we are. Ryan has actually spoken to Phil about getting the door set up.
Okay.
There are a couple of things that I think he's waiting for. I believe they're building some kind of a box to house the component.
Okay.
So we're kind of waiting on that.
My concern is the bottom line. What we really want to know is it being used?
Mm-hmm.
Are we satisfied that it's being used?
Mm-hmm.
And unless we've got a question of that, it seems wasteful to me to be spending time writing and journaling what you've got here. I don't see any need of now, six months from now, if the commission looks at that and says, hey, nobody's using this anymore, then we need to start an effort to encourage people to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we need to see about, well, how much are they using it, and put some time into doing that. But until then,
right.
This seems like a waste of time.
Well, this does. I mean, what I'm thinking, I'd like to look at the software with you, Melissa. Cause
if you can do it with software,
there may be a scan in and a scan out, a different scanner that would do the beginning and the end kind of thing.
The rest of my point there is, at this point, IS is busy. That can wait.
Sure.
2 months or six
right.
months or whatever. And when you got time, see if you can rig that up. But don't feel like there's a pressure now. That's my feeling.
That's how I feel, too. I mean, it looks like it's getting good use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that we really...
I mean, these are just documented. This is... When people didn't sign in, you obviously didn't put their...
Correct.
So, I mean, you know, 27 people in a day is good. I mean, that's 15% of the workforce that's in Foresight using it. So that's good.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to see any more of these reports like this and that are inaccurate or unusable to the insurance company. That'd be the only value that we would have. And you hand them a report and you say, well, some people don't sign in, so this is not accurate. You see what I'm saying? And if that the only value that you've got is saying, look, we've got people making a solid effort to lower our insurance rates,
mm-hmm.
and here are the users
right
off of a scanner, you know.
Okay.
So I don't think that we need to be wasting our time, or I don't know, it's a total waste of time, but I mean, I don't think we need to be putting the effort in this piece of paper with these numbers on it.
Okay.
Because I don't think it has any value to what our purpose is.
What you're saying is thanks, let me say it. Okay. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
I don't see that you need to continue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to see this.
Yeah.
But for this point, I don't see this.
Your effort is appreciated, but I don't think it has any significant value to the insurance company whenever we could say, when you say, okay, it's not correct.
Right. I was just under the impression that you guys wanted to know that it was indeed being used.
Yeah, I think
you've shown us that. We're okay. Done. We don't need you to continue.
Okay.
Right? Thanks.
Then the reports will be available. Yes. I mean, obviously, with the database will be there. So,
yes.
And you guys are going to, is the wellness committee going to continue to meet on a regular basis,
yes,
like monthly, quarterly, whatever?
Yes.
You guys will have numbers at that point, right?
Right.
So what I may suggest, if you guys are reviewing the numbers and you print, if you actually print something out, you can always just store it in our boxes, Nikki, and that's okay. Like an FYI for us. But I know you guys are going to continue to meet, but I'd like to see if we can get a exit scanning too, and that way it's all automated at that point. But that would be good. How's everything else going down there?
Great.
Okay. I have been talking to some people when I'm down there working out, and people have suggested that they would be willing to give a one-time contribution of $50 for cable. And so I've got four or five people that have said that they would give $50 each, which would be it's $50 a month is what it's going to cost. Would we entertain that as a commission if we could get enough contributions to do cable down there on the TVs? If individuals paid for it? I mean, obviously it's a commitment from the county's perspective, but if the money was there to pay for it, is that something that you guys would be open to? Jess?
Just asking, huh?
I'm just asking. I mean, there's people have brought that up to me, so.
What about commitment? I mean, would you be tied in, 1 year commitment with a cable company, I assume?
Probably.
Probably a year at a time.
Yes.
I mean, if the
if we got enough donations to cover 12 months.
12 months.
And do a 12-month contract, I'd.
Mm-hmm. You'd be open.
My first thought, I'd be open to it.
Okay. I mentioned first thing because people are asking me, and we really hadn't talked about that. But if we could get the commitment, then
would it be set on Fox News or what?
Depends on if you're down there.
Just joking.
C-SPAN?
You'd rather have it on C-SPAN?
Well, out of the House. Watch the House and Senate vote on stuff.
Oh, okay.
NASA channel.
All right, so is that something you're working on, Jim, or is that the Wellness Center?
The Wellness Center people.
Donna's waving $50.
So
or is that $1,000? How much money is it?
Can you let me know who...
Yeah, I would say you guys coordinate it, and what I'll do is if people come to me, I'll route them to you.
Okay.
But there's been, I know four or five people that actually talked to me when I was down there.
So are we going to do it?
We're open to it. But
we got to get 12 months, and then I think I've got at least, Danny hasn't said anything, but Chuck said that he'd be open to it. But I think if we're committing to 12 months.
Why don't you, Donna, hold on to your money and just give a commitment. Why don't we just get a little written commitment when she's got the...
Oh, Lord.
Okay? You're embarrassing us. I'm looking at the counter.
Okay, so let's... Why don't we just see what the interest is, Nikki and Melissa? See what the interest is, and then once you get commitments from 12,
mm-hmm,
we'll do it that way.
Okay. What else, Wells, folks? That it?
We had thrown around the idea a month to 6 weeks ago about having an extension put in downstairs, because if there was some kind of...
A phone extension. I'm sorry.
Yes. There's no monthly cost to it. It would cost $68. For them to put an extension down there. We have a phone, so we wouldn't have to buy a phone. Just for emergency situations.
I think it'd be the safe thing to do.
I'm not sure if you get an extension, it'll cost
According to Tammy, I've already talked to her, and that's what she has told me.
So it would just be an extension, but it wouldn't have an outbound. I know how it would work. So
it doesn't have a line attached.
It doesn't have a dedicated line to it. It would share somebody else's line.
Correct.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea for emergency purposes. Somebody get hurt or
right.
Something like that.
I'm for it, too. Chuck?
Up to $70, is that what you're saying?
Do we have an extra phone, you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
No monthly fee, just $70.
That is correct. That is what I was told.
Well, that might help an elected official or even an employee is down there and a manager or an elected official needs an employee back for some reason or just needs a question answered. They can answer that question and maybe not have to leave their exercise
time.
Sure.
So we got three nods on okay. Approval of $70
mm-hmm.
for a phone.
Great.
What else?
Okay. Last week we talked about how we were going to define immediate family.
And we gave you direction to get with Bob or somebody to define that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about
it. Oh, and Rick got involved, I think.
Last week.
Okay. You have a definition?
No. You guys can look at this. See what you think on that wording?
A guest of a county state employee allowed one is defined as follows. Spouse or significant other with proof of current insurance living within the household. Any dependent must be at least 12 years old, age 25 years of age, with current insurance living in the household.
You know, I had talked to Bob about this quite a bit. And since we're doing this for our insurance, the logical way to do this is to say, they are covered by our insurance or are eligible to be covered by our insurance. And you would also include the state employees that work here.
Right. I see that.
And that would take care of it. Because what you're going to have is you're going to have some.
You want to see it, Danny? Man, that makes all sense to me. I mean, that the current.
I mean, does verbiage need to be?
Did you get this?
Yeah, it's we have to add one word in there, I think, eligible. We got to add the word eligible in that document right there.
I have a question.
Don't have to have anything about household or anything like that in it if they're eligible.
Well, we want them only in the household, though. We don't want to open up to the whole.
If they're related to a current employee.
Living within the household and is eligible.
I was going to say living within the household. If they're related to a current employee and they're currently eligible, they either have insurance through the county, through Taney County, or are eligible to have insurance through Taney County.
Because our policy for being eligible means you have to be, there's criteria for that.
It's not our policy, but St. John's Mercy has that, and they will cover.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they'll cover anybody that lives within the household, or they'll cover.
The eligible, whoever's eligible. Does that make sense? So the people that maybe aren't covered but are eligible for our insurance would make them.
And they're either a current employee or related to a current employee, and they either have insurance or are eligible to have insurance.
When you say have insurance, you're talking about have county insurance.
County insurance. County.
Having county insurance or eligible for county insurance. That makes sense?
And by being related or being a current employee, it rules out people on COBRA.
Right, and it also rules out people that if you're not eligible, then it means you're not within the criteria of
correct. So
coverage.
For instance, an adult daughter or an adult daughter-in-law of a current employee
that would work.
Be eligible.
No.
I don't know how many people I'm going to make mad over the statement I'm fixing to make, but I don't like the 12 years old. Situation without supervision of an adult. I don't want. I went down, looked at the equipment. I went through, watched them do the workout stuff. The person that was talking to us about the equipment, was talking about how important it was that we didn't have slam weights down, all those things. I think whenever you, when you turn loose 12-year-olds or even to some extent older person that has a card that can get in there, and I just don't think it's a good idea myself. I think they have a chance of hurting themselves or damaging the equipment. And I don't know, there may be somebody out here that I'm offending if they, they've got some child that they want to, you know, to come to the workout session with them. I could see that that might be different, but to the way this is wrote up here, where you could have 3 or 4 12-year-olds, I just don't like it.
The 12 to 15 has to have a parent or a guardian in there with them.
Okay. Does it? I mean,
doesn't say that here.
That's eligibility definition. The definition of using the wellness center in a waiver, you have to have 12.
You have to be 16 in order to use it by yourself.
Form? That's on the form.
That's on the waiver form.
Yeah.
That everybody
has to
fill out.
You have to be 16 to use it by yourself. 12 to 16, you have to have an adult supervision.
You okay?
Anything under
12
is not supposed to be in the center.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone that's used to high school, you know, using weights in high school, they're familiar with that kind of situation and know how to use it, but a 12-year-old or something like that. I didn't understand it because I hadn't seen that part of it.
Okay.
We just had so many questions. Who is eligible to use it?
Yeah. A couple of questions. Insurance. I think, Rick, you and Danny both mentioned we were doing this because of insurance. What you mean by that is by us being healthy, it'll keep our insurance down.
Right.
The insurance company hasn't made us any promises or
no.
commitments or anything. Next question is, this I think says with current insurance, is it required to use the center that you have insurance? No. And we're...
The waiver says you're going to have some sort of insurance.
Some insurance, but not our
insurance. Not necessarily county
insurance. You're just
going
to have insurance. You cannot be uninsured and use the facility. Even if you meet all the criteria, you still have to have insurance.
Okay. And the next question is, which is in there, is I know both of the agents that we use know we've got that. If someone gets hurt, whose insurance?
It would be property insurance liability.
If the waiver is signed, it's their insurance.
Well, if the waiver is signed, they've signed a waiver. To the extent that it is enforceable, our insurance company would enforce that against them with their attorneys when they made a claim. The claim that they would make would be against the county.
Okay.
The insurance company that would...
Sorry, we're getting lax on that, and there's people listening.
I'm sorry. If someone were injured on the equipment, the first thing they would do is they would make a, if they did make a claim, if they looked at their waiver and said, I don't care, I'm going to make a claim anyway, they would make a claim against the county. When the county got that claim, they would turn it over to their insurance company that would normally handle a claim on an injury on county property. And that would be whoever's holding the property insurance. It's my understanding that's Connell. And then Connell would obviously get a copy of the waiver and say, look, you signed a waiver, and that would be a defense to any claim. And to the extent that the waiver is enforceable, they would enforce that and defeat the claim. So that's the way it would work if everything went according to plan. But it would be Connell that would defend it with their attorneys if there was a claim or a lawsuit.
Okay. So bottom line, we're okay. We need to get our waiver signed, and if something happened, we're covered.
We've got a waiver signed. Have we provided a copy of the waiver to Connell?
No.
Okay, that might be a good idea, to provide a copy of the waiver to Connell.
Just so they have it on file?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
And if they had some suggested changes or something, you know.
All right. Anything else on wellness? So this definition that Nikki's given us is we're going to stick with it?
Well, I think the definition that Bob and Rick are talking about, making an eligible statement, may clean it up a little bit better than that.
Okay, so we're not quite done.
No, I would say Nikki and Bob just need to...
Yep, basically, if I can just reiterate what it needs to say is...
Well, why don't you just, you guys work it out, put it in writing, and then come back to us.
Okay, question before you leave. The people who have received cards who don't meet that definition, you might want to think about that.
Right.
Okay. So, Nikki, can you, to Bob's comments, can you get us a list of those that have signed cards that don't meet our requirement?
Uh-huh.
Would you do that? We need to look at that.
I would suggest to Nikki that we just, at this time, guys, until we get this definition done, just don't retract any cards. Just don't issue any questionable cards.
Okay.
Until we define this.
Well, that's why I was asking to see them, is before we retract, I want to see who we're cutting out.
Right.
If we are cutting anything.
I think there'll be two or so.
There's a couple that you'll be cutting out.
Okay. All right. What else?
You guys got this email last week from Donna. Out of her own personal fund, she is purchasing water bottles for her employees to encourage them to use the wellness facility.
Right.
I didn't know if that was something that you guys wanted to do for your staff.
I'm not excited about it, quite honestly.
I'll just need to review it more, Miss Nikki.
Okay.
I mean, I'm proud for Donna to do the bottles, but I've got half a dozen good stainless that are sitting way up high in the kitchen cabinet I bring in for y'all to use.
I just want to throw that out there to you. And she's going to place an order, and the more people, more amounts she has.
Which I'm going to send it out to everybody here soon. I just thought I'd see if the manager wanted to do something for staff.
Fair enough.
Okay. What else?
Tentatively, February 25th, which is a Thursday, at 11 a.m., and also at 1 p.m., we're going to have a basic nutrition class downstairs in the wellness facility. Ms. Kara Miller is going to be putting that on from the health department.
And the time was when?
11, and then it also again at 1.
Would you...
On February 25th?
Correct.
Are you going to go ahead and send an email out?
I will.
Okay.
And it should be approximately 45 minutes.
Perfect.
The length of the class. So.
Well, like Danny, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but did she mention smoking cessation? Is she going to talk about that?
Not during this class. They have a lot of different ones that they can bring to us, though.
Okay.
Would you like me to do a smoking cessation?
Well, I mean, if she just had 5 minutes on it or something.
Okay.
I mean, if people are together and there'd be a good time with
it. They have an entire class that they do on that.
Oh, okay. All right. I see what you're saying. So if you weren't a smoker, it'd be a waste of time.
It may, yes.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
That is all I have on the wellness.
Anything else?
Great.
Thank you very much. All right.
I'm still on.
For office.
My normal stuff.
Okay.
The office.
All right. 10:45.
Thank you.
10:30.
I just handed you this week's agenda. Just wanted you to review it, make sure I didn't need to make any changes on anything.
I'll be at the airport. I'm not going to drive over here for the HPRP, so we'll do that by phone, I guess, gentlemen.
Yeah, we got an airport board meeting.
At 9:30, I just don't want to drive over here for
right,
that. So.
Right.
I guess I'll just call Jim at his office. Is that where we'll be, guys? What's your thoughts?
Is that not today? We've got training, computer training.
It's tomorrow from 8:30 to noon.
Is that the training? You're signed up for the training, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, man. Do I need it?
The 07 Outlook.
Yep.
Yes.
So he's signed up. So
yes,
I can,
he is.
So I can, we could just call in and I'll be here. And
mm-hmm. You usually do it real fast. You usually get in Jim's office and we'll call in Jim's office real fast.
Be fine.
Yeah. Do you have a copy of that report so I could look at it today?
Of the report? I don't have it with me.
But you have it upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Can you just make sure I see it?
Okay.
That way I can at least review it before the vote. Daniel, are you going to the airport board meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Wednesday meeting is with Tim Connell, is that right? I saw some
Correct.
Emails from Tim, I guess, saying, see Wednesday, so I assume that's what the Wednesday is?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I will also post review of the financial statements for Taney County.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Review of Taney County financial statements.
Okay, we're going to do that when?
Wednesday.
Okay. We probably need that posted, don't we?
Yes. Okay.
She said she's going
to post. That's what
she
I'm saying. I'm going to post that.
Oh, you're going
so
to post
that. Will be
that.
On here.
Okay, all right. What time are you thinking to do that?
How long do you think it's going to take? You know, I was thinking putting it at 9.
Oh.
We can't do it at 9.
Let's
if
do
we
it
got
10:30?
Tim at 9:05.
Or 9:30.
No. On Wednesday? Tim said he wants the whole hour.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to use the whole hour.
10:30
then?
Well, how long is the IDA staff thing? This is something that...
That's probably what I've asked for. And if y'all aren't interested, I'll just stop in their office.
Well, no, I mean, there's no reason not to. I think that we might as well have a...
I mean, is their update like a 15 minutes?
Let's just say 30 minutes. I think they get in and out in 30 minutes. So let's just... 10:30. How's
10:30?
That?
Okay.
The financial statement.
Okay.
That way we can keep it limited.
All right. And the groundbreaking's at middle school, Kirbyville.
Right. The advisory board, that's over, what exactly is that on Thursday?
It's the 911 advisory board. They
They're
meet
getting
every
this?
So often.
Okay.
They requested to have you guys come over there. So I figured first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, they ask us to be there, you
yes.
say?
Yes.
And then the BOE is at 9?
Correct.
Okay.
Are we, that reminds me, what about our fifth BOE member? Are we going to try to have them appointed? Are we getting close?
Did Kelly talk to you?
Huh.
Okay, Kelly Trimble's trying to talk to you. He said he's left a message, but maybe not. Can you try to get hold of Kelly and just get him with Danny?
Contacted me.
He met with me and then met with Chuck, I think. Has he met with you?
Yeah.
Because I think he said he met with me after he met with you, so.
Shall we?
We can post but, it. Wasn't posted for,
what, maybe
how about,
11 o'clock on Wednesday in case.
How about 10:45? 10:45 on Wednesday. BOE board member, and then
we can get it worked out. We can get him appointed.
If not, we'll just not.
Okay. As far as we know, Dave's going to be here, I guess.
Probably
Dave Oliphant.
Yeah. And just since you brought that up, Cindy did send something out Friday from the BOE session that we had requested the BOEs to send us how other counties deal with refunds and stuff.
Mm.
Those are in your emails. We got them Friday from Cindy, so just review those before Thursday's BOE. Looks like a great agenda there.
That advisory board deal, have we ever done that before?
Not since I've been here.
I've attended a couple of their meetings since I've been around.
Well, I mean, I didn't know that they requested.
But this is the first time that they've ever asked us to be there.
Yeah, I didn't know what.
And I'm trying to remember if there's something.
Do you
coming.
Want me to obtain more details?
Sure, it's nice.
I'm trying to remember if there was some conversation that would answer that question, but I can't remember anything.
I'll get with Tammy and ask her.
I mean, she come and give a report.
Could have something to
do with 2 weeks ago or something, and it's the reason I'm asking is because she come before the commission with a report. I didn't know whether that...
Hey, Tammy, if you happen to be listening and you're free, we could answer that question. Mine could be about budget funding or something. There's some. Didn't she give us some information, or somebody did recently? Okay. All righty.
Okay,
that's all. There she is. She was listening. What are we going to talk about on 8 o'clock Thursday?
The advice.
Give us a mic, please.
Okay. The 911 Advisory Board would like to have you there. They're talking. We've been discussing different funding mechanisms on cell phones and landlines, and what the Missouri 911 Directors Association is working on right now, and new legislation. So they just wanted to basically bring you guys up to speed on what's being worked on, what maybe is maybe support that we'd like to see from you all, and just not so much support as in doing anything, just to know that you've been updated on anything, and that way you have the information to pass on in case you're asked any questions.
Very good.
Now, we have you come in quarterly, or because you were here a couple of weeks ago with a report. Is it, I mean, is this new information other than what you give then, or? Because when we go to our commissioners meeting, I keep saying legislative, but our commissioners meeting, you know, 911 is discussed, and usually have a breakout session on it. I don't think this time, maybe we even had one, but it was discussed in our meetings about the problems with 911 and the centers that were. And that was probably in our first class breakout that we had such a heat. There was a guy that got up and was a little bit heated about not allowing any more.
Well, PSAPs. I mean, the
PSAP.
Senator Griesheimer has been one of those senators who's doing the legislation. Of course, he said it's going to take a. You know, yeah, we do get updates, but I've never sat through the board, so I'll be there to hear it. We get updates from Mac a lot, because James Strahan and I are on Mac board, so we hear those updates. And Betty Knight has been one of those commissioners who's been fighting that at the state level for all those years, and then she's resigning or retiring. So,
speaking of Betty Knight, I was going to mention that. Did you all understand her the way I did? Did you hear her speak that she didn't expect anything to happen this year?
Oh, yeah. It takes the legislators to put this on a ballot. The legislators have chosen they will not do anything. They could do some definitions and actually do a non-ballot initiative and get some funding, but they said that the legislators will require a ballot, and they don't want to make a decision this year.
But they're not going to put it on the ballot then?
No, they're not even going to talk about it this year.
That's election year.
Because it's election year, and raising taxes is never popular.
But the thing of it is that people don't understand they're being charged this fee anyway.
Well, the fee's there for the infrastructure of cell towers.
Yeah.
And the class of it, I think they were talking about even making them change the terminology on the bill, because people think they're already paying for it, and what they're paying for is digital service that can do whether the GPS locating, I guess, off of cell towers is what they're trying to do. But it does have nothing to do with funding the 911 centers.
Correct.
But anyway.
We don't. They are legally able to collect it and to improve their own infrastructure, but they don't have to share it with the counties at any level. And so, I mean, it's completely legal for them to collect, and they don't have to share it with us, because it hasn't been passed in the state of Missouri, and we're the only state in the country that doesn't have funding for cell towers,
right,
or cell phone 911 calls. So.
So that kind of ruffles me just a little bit. They can collect a tax,
yes,
without any statutory. There's
it's nothing. To improve their infrastructure, just like any other item that you
If I have a private water company, can I put a tax on there, you reckon, and improve my water system?
You might be able to. I'm not sure. I mean, the whole thing was to improve to digital so you could do GPS locating is why the emergency, that's why they say 911. So if you call 911, they're supposed to be able to locate you now, is what the whole tax is. That's why they're improving the infrastructure. Now, one of the carriers did say that they're done and they don't need the money anymore, but they still have it. Mm-hmm. And it just puts it toward equipment updating. So it's a mess. The interesting thing was, if you just want interesting, is that looking at our county versus other counties, our rate of landlines are going down at a rate of 12% across the state of less users, is what they're saying. So in 10 years, they say theoretically it could be zero. But in our area, it's like 5% or 4%. I did some study because of all the condos that are required to have phones in them. So we don't lose the phone users as other counties. Other counties, well, there's 17 counties that don't 17. Even 17 counties that don't even have 911 now. Mm-hmm.
No form of 911.
Right. But anyway, we.
So the advisory board just wanted to go ahead and invite you to get together to talk about that or to inform you of what's going on. Completely up to you.
Plan to be there.
All right.
How about directions?
Down the street. It's going to be in the sheriff's department.
Come in the main sheriff's door?
Yes. I believe it's take the elevator downstairs and it's in their training room.
So go downstairs. Okay.
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Tammy.
No problem.
All right. What else?
I did forget to tell you one thing about the wellness. And I'm just going to throw this out there to you guys, and you guys can talk about it. Bill Hagler is the one who came in for our orientation to show people how to use the machines. Mm-hmm. He would like to be able to use the machines, although he is not currently insured. Tammy is. That's her husband. But he doesn't have any insurance. He also said he would be willing to continue to train people if they didn't know how to use the machines. And he would also donate some dumbbells. And, of course, sign the waiver.
Okay, the last one, you said dumbbells. I thought we decided we didn't want to do that because of risk.
No, we did because we didn't have any money.
I'm sorry?
We didn't have any money for it.
Well, somebody told me that it was because of the risk that you have to have another person there when you're using them.
That's the bench.
No. Not the dumbbells.
Not the dumbbells.
Oh, okay.
Those All are right. the weights that you put on the bar.
Okay. So there's no problem with dumbbells?
No. I mean,
if you want. Dan. So
I have certain problems with dumbbells, but that's a different story.
Careful.
I didn't say you, Chuck.
Oh. All right, so how do we answer the question?
Bill's just generously given of his time, and we didn't...
We just probably need to talk about Mr. Attorney and Connell and figure out how we're going to do that, because that would be a liability that we'd be taking on. Although, I have no problems. I just want to make sure that we all understand the liability part of it.
Yeah, I just don't know. I think it's opening a door.
The training part of it, Danny?
Not the training part of it, the constant use of it. If there's... I don't know.
We'll just have to talk about it.
Yeah, we just have to talk about it in another okay. session.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to throw that out there.
What else?
Do you have anything else for me? I'm finished.
Nothing to know of.
I'm good.
Right. We're good. Thank you. You got something, James?
Yeah, I do.
Administrative?
Yeah, I talked to Rick about this last week and actually didn't get full resolution on it. In reporting our finances that we could get from Rick at any time, and it just jumped out to me that I'd use 21% of the gas that you guys
had budgeted for me in the month of January. Well, I know that's not correct, and we went back through some figures, and it seems to be a carryover from October, November, and December of last year. But it's really going to skew my budget later on if I have reassessment done and all this driving done before October and November of next year, which is not truly revealing the amount of fuel I need to do reassessment. And for it to show a 21% usage in 1 month, which this is the month where all the cold weather hit and the snow hit and we didn't use probably 1% of our budget, it's just kind of distorting the figures a little bit too. I don't like that kind of application in reports coming to me as showing that we've used 21% fuel. Am I telling this pretty well right?
Yeah, the problem is that there's the rollover. Money was actually spent
in this year.
Over November, we actually paid it out in January.
Okay, so it was just...
Yeah, it's... you know, and there's not probably any way we can get around that other than if James would prefer to use the purchase cards instead of using the county tanks out there. We did check it out, and I believe we came to the conclusion that it had been figured properly. The oil, I asked the guys, and I haven't got anything on that. The oil was figured similarly, and I haven't got that checked out yet. But as
oil
far
being
as...
Oil changes, you mean? Or
we... When they buy oil in bulk, okay? And I just asked them the other day how they figured that, and they said they figured it on a percentage basis and told me that they'd come up with that. And at that time, I think maybe they were thinking James had 3 vehicles, and he is in the process retired one, right? We only have 2 right now. So I'm thinking it may be a little different than that. But so he's got bulk oil sitting out there, just like he's got bulk gas sitting out there that he is... I mean, whatever's in that tank is partially his. Whatever percent was charged out to him is partially his. And same thing with the oil.
It doesn't balance out, of course. That's why I brought it to Vic. I think we were charged up $117 for when they purchased oil. And when we checked the time frame, we oil changed 1 vehicle over the course of the 3,000 miles. But I was still charged up. That's what drove my attention to fuel, and I'm not saying there's something wrong with the numbers, but when we require all vendors to have their bills in by December 15th, and I'm carrying a bill on fuel from October, November, and December, I don't see that being a procedure that ought to be, and like I said, by September, I'll be out of gas.
Now, we're going to probably, most likely, October, November, December, we'll roll over to the following
right.
year, most likely.
Probably, by the end of September, you will have bought all the gas that you're going to buy next year because of the fact of the way this thing works, James.
Well, why don't we roll it over? That's my question.
We
roll are, over
we
that?
Do...
you have to, James. There's no way
around it.
That's
the
no way
that type of accounting we do. I mean, we
here's your computer.
Is it accrual basis, is that what we call it?
No, this is cash basis.
Cash basis. I'm sorry, not accrual. Cash basis.
I've seen some things.
When we pay the bills, when the month it comes in... do you have any reason why we just didn't get a bill in October, November?
Oh, I don't know how often. I think they get billed once a month, but I'm not sure. And I would guess that probably that's paid
as soon as we get it.
Relatively soon, yes. So I don't think, but we right still even with that, you're going to lag probably
a little bit
4 to 6 weeks behind at least.
I can see December rolling over, but I just can't see October and November and December rolling over.
Well, to help James's budget, couldn't you just this year kind of cut off the bills just like it happened last year, and it'd be the same?
I will cut them off the same as I did last year. I mean, we'll cut them off that
so
last
week. So
it
shouldn't
it shouldn't make much difference, I don't think. Yeah,
right.
I think you'll find that it's going to check out, but I don't know.
We basically cut fuel costs, and I don't think we was paying close enough attention when we budgeted. Asked for you guys' approval. I know cuts at the time was the general rule, and we did. But this is reassessment year, and there shouldn't have been no cut of fuel that actually should have went up a little bit because we buy a third more in reassessment year. And it was important about showing the RU 21% when I use about 1%. It's not a true reflection of what's out there. I just wanted to make
what is that?
And James, does that have any implications other than what we know as this group in the county? I mean, as far as the state and all the problems we have with the state tax commission, reimbursement, and all that kind of stuff. Does this kind of a deal, does it have any implications on that?
Well, what I don't understand on that is...
I mean, they're all the time saying you're not doing your job. Just basically, I'll just say that's right. What their statement has been. And we know it to be different, but we have a billing of 21%. Is it good when it gets to be September, October, November? Are they going to say, well, look, you don't... Do you understand what I'm saying? Is there some confusion in the figures that they could use that would hinder Taney County's ability to...
Well, I have to say Joanne does an excellent job filling out.
Yeah, we reimburse.
If it's billed out per month off our sheets, I don't see what a three-month lag in fuel costs should be. I can see 1 month, but I sure can't see October, November, December. Because that's when you guys are trying to set budgets and you're looking at actual usage to set my budget off of and expense, that's not truly what's going on. If you're saying what I'm trying to say, you're supposed to be looking from January to January and you're getting numbers that's not and we lowered it.
That's why we look at more than 1 year, because we recognize on a cash basis we're going to have to deal with. I mean, you know, when I first send those out in July, people are looking to do their first budget with half or a little bit more than half of their budget used already. And so unless they have a real good idea, you have to look at previous years to do that. And, yeah, we may have.
But what I can't understand either, and of course, me and Rich already talked about this, what's that do to looking at your fuel costs from Road Bridge? That uses a tremendous amount of. What's it do with the fuel cost of the sheriff's department if you're rolling 3 months over?
And the sheriff's department uses purchase cards, so his is probably about the same, because the purchase card probably lags a month too, I'd say.
Right.
But you'd ought to pull your Road and Bridge financials and see if it shows a 20% or 30% usage instead of a 5%
Right.
Because you're using it. I just want to bring you aware of it, because I just think you guys pulling something here is healthy as that you can point out.
Okay. What's next? Ready to do Bob Paulson work session with commission?
Yes, sir.
We need to go into executive write-off, or you got anything you want to do outside?
Yeah, I just soon go into executive write-off and get rid of Finley.
Motion to go to executive.
I got no reaction.
Personnel and real estate and what's the other one we had listed there? Litigation. B 610-021-22 and 23
Second.
Just pull it and then do it.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries.
If you pull the door, it'll